CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. More evacuations have been ordered in the Los Angeles area as the Palisades fire spreads. Some residents are returning to their destroyed neighborhoods. Greg Champion lost his home in the Palisades.
It does look like an atomic bomb.
LA County Sheriff Robert Luna says 11 people have died.
8 in the Eaton fire and 3 in the Palisades County area.
13 people are missing. Meteorologist Craig Allen is concerned about the air quality in the Los Angeles area.
There is so much dust and ash in the atmosphere right now. Particles in the smoke can get really deep into the lungs and cause serious health problems.
He says the winds are picking up again tonight. Red flag warnings will stretch into midweek. The Deep South is still trying to recover from yesterday's snow and ice storm. CBS's Jim Crisula has the latest.
Rare snow and ice crippled ground and air travel across the South, from Texas to the Carolinas. These people stocked up ahead of the storm in Winnsboro, South Carolina.
Like 2 cases of water, bread, you know, food and essential stuff.
We got just mostly stuff to make homemade vegetable soup.
Thousands of airline flights were canceled or delayed at the major airline hubs of Dallas-Fort Worth, Atlanta, and Charlotte.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has submitted his resignation after handing over his findings and his investigations into President-elect Donald Trump. More from CBS's Rob Legarry.
Smith submitted his report to Attorney General Merrick Garland on January 7th. Because that second volume about the classified records investigation contains information related to an ongoing appeal, the Attorney General said he would not release the report publicly until the investigation and the case was closed.
Immigration advocates are applauding President Biden for his executive order that extends the temporary protected status of 800,000 people from Venezuela and El Salvador who are already living in the U.S.
The extension at the end of his term represents a second one for Venezuelans during Biden's administration. Emilio Bitrago, who's been a leader in Philadelphia's Venezuelan community for more than 2 decades, said the protections are also vital given the incoming Trump administration's past threats to TPS.
There's an army of pro-immigrant organizations ready to fight that in the courts.
Nigel Thompson for CBS News, Philadelphia.
Mayor Eric Adams has announced New York City will close some of its migrant shelters by the summer. CBS's Christine Johnson has more.
13 shelters will shutter by June, and that includes one of the largest, where about 3,500 people are currently staying. The mayor says the number of migrants housed by New York has gone down for 27 straight weeks.
The New York Immigration Coalition says the city should be doing more to get the migrants into more stable long-term housing. NFL playoffs, the Houston Texans ousted the Chargers today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Netflix has huge news for you. WWE Monday Night Raw is live every week on Netflix. Live drama, live heroes, live action, featuring some of the biggest names in WWE, such as John Cena, undisputed WWE champion, the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, CM Punk, and Bianca Belair. There's never been a better time to step into the ring and stream WWE Raw. WWE Monday Night Raw is now on Netflix.
In a state where people are accustomed to limited government, a proposal to raise cigarette taxes is getting mixed reviews.
Maine's current tax of about $2 per pack is one of the highest in the nation, but the lowest in New England. Governor Janet Mills wants to raise it to about $3 per pack.
When more than one-third of Maine cancer deaths each year are attributable to smoking, our current policy doesn't make sense.
Officials estimate the increase would generate about $80 million in revenue over the next 2 years. As you can imagine, not everyone is on board. Longtime smoker Breton Harris.
It's not anyone's business. As long as I'm not, you know, lighting up like in a crowded school bus.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Blue Origin's powerful new Glenn rocket is set to take off from Cape Canaveral on its maiden flight at 1 a.m. Eastern. The first stage of the rocket is designed to be reusable. The Glenn rocket could eventually be used to launch NASA space probes, commercial satellites, or even astronauts into space. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Snow tonight, lows in the mid-20s and strong south winds. Gusty winds continue on your Sunday. Snow is likely, could see some freezing rain as temperatures get into the low 30s for a little while. Sunday night, flurries and a low temperature around 10, wind chills around zero.
Right now, it's 28.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. We'll be right back.
rides. Bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Smack dab in the middle of town, I found a
trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof, up on the roof. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, come on, honey. I'm going up the country, baby, don't you wanna go? I'm going up the country, baby, don't you wanna go? I'm going to some place where I've never.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I can't get no satisfaction.
to my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying?
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Oh,
give the moon if it were mine to give. I'd give the stars and the sun for I live. To thrill you with delight, I'd give you diamonds bright. There'll be days that will excite, make you dream of me.
Thank you.
Hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. 'Cause one is the loneliest number that you. No good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. We'll be right back.
feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Another pleasant valley. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office just confirmed it is now investigating 16 fire-related deaths. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports there are new evacuations tonight as the Palisades fire is growing.
Firefighters in Los Angeles are making an all-out aerial assault with helicopters dumping water on the spreading flames, while planes drop fire retardant in an effort to slow down the quick-moving Palisades fire, now threatening additional Los Angeles neighborhoods. Fresno Battalion Chief Lupe